The Fixer. The Wall Street Journal answers a question about how to securely sign a document with a smartphone. Question. I'm in the process of applying for a mortgage and have been emailed a seemingly endless number of documents to sign. I don't want to have to print them all out. Is there a way for me to sign these using only my phone? Answer. Although iOS 11, due this fall, supports scan and sign natively for the iPad and iPhone, my favorite document signing app is currently Adobe FillInSign, which is free and available for both iOS and Android devices. The app allows you to use your finger, or a stylus, to sign your phone's touchscreen, which is less awkward than it might sound. Once your signature is stored, you'll be able to drag and drop it into any PDF document and even resize the signature to fit the line provided. The app also makes it surprisingly easy to enter text into a PDF. It even has a tool that lets you complete forms with those rows of little rectangular boxes you're supposed to fill in letter by letter, the bane of every digital form filler's existence. If the documents that you're signing contain sensitive financial information, such as bank account or social security numbers, you'll want to go one step further by password protecting and encrypting the file. To do this, I like an app called Genius Scan Plus. Although a free version called Genius Scan is available for both Android and iOS, you'll need to buy the ad-free version to access the PDF encrypting capabilities. Genius Scan Plus costs $5 for Android and $8 for iOS. The process of encrypting a PDF using the app requires only a few taps, but it isn't all that intuitive. Here's how to pull it off. First, export the PDF from Adobe FillInSign by tapping the share icon in the app and selecting Genius Scan Plus. Then, in the Genius Scan Plus app, open the PDF and tap and share the icon. On the screen that pops up, tap Password and enter a strong one. Take care as you type, since the app won't ask you to verify the password that you've entered here. From there, you can export the protected file to the app of your choosing, whether email or a cloud storage app such as Dropbox or Google Drive.